Okay, so today's daf is Brachas Daf Mem Hei. We are starting the seventh parak. Baruch Hashem, pretty straightforward daf, pretty quick daf. So let's go through it. Says the Heilige Mishnah, Shlosha she'achlu ka'achas. Right, this is the parak of Zimun, of benching together. Three people who ate together, Chayavin Lazamin, they have to do Birkas Hamazon together. They have to the whole Rabbo sign of Arech Jets. Achal demai u'maiser rishon shenat l'tru maso maiser sheni v'hektish sheniftu v'hashamish she'ochel kezayit. Well, I guess we should step back. The Mishnah is going to list a bunch of things that are mutter to eat. There is no isser, even though there might appear as if there's some sort of isser going on. And it's going to say through those things you do bench on, but things that are usser like tevel etc. you're not going to do a benching on. So let's just go through them. Achal demai, if you eat demai, that's suffic whether maiser was taken off or trumas maiser. But in certain scenarios, right, it was a minig not to eat it, not to buy it from them. All right, certain scenarios, you are allowed to eat the demai, like an ani is allowed to eat demai, etc. So if you eat demai in a scenario where it's right when it's mutter to you, maaser rishon shenat lo trumaso, and if maaser rishon that took off trumas maaser, maaser sheni v'hekdesh sheniftu, right, you have fruit that was redeemed outside of Yerushalayim, and you're going to eat it outside of Yerushalayim, right? You have two options with the Maaser Sheni. You can either bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it there, or you can be mechalel it on money and take the money to Yerushalayim. But either way, if you're eating this Maaser Sheni that was redeemed outside of Yerushalayim, so then you bench. V'hashamash she'achal kezayis, and if a waiter eats a kezayis with the people he's serving, Rashi writes, k'dei litzarifim ayam lezimun, right? So then in all of these, we bench. V'hakuti as well. Hakuti as well, the Mishnah here, we know there's a discussion in throughout Shas what the status of Akuti is. The Tanoim had a machlokas, and already the Gemara Chulin says, I think, at the beginning of Chulin, I think, they decided that Kutim were not Jews, right? They were Goyim that came over at the time of, I think, Sancheriv, and they were Megayer. As whole machlokas, whether they were Geri Arios, converted because of lions, meaning they converted out of fear, or they converted for real, right? And the Mishnah here holds that they are actual Jews, because we say Mizam Nen Olav, but I think we pass them that they're not, but okay, fine. Achal Tevel U'maiser Rishon, but if you ate Tevel, which obviously is also very bad, U'maiser Rishon Shalomit La Trumaso, and U'maiser Rishon, that this still has Trumas Meiser inside of it, which is obviously also just as terrible. U'maiser Sheni Shehekde Shalomiftu, and if, okay, V'ashamesh She'achol Pachus Mikazayis, V'anachri, and a guy, Zayim Mizam Nen Olav, you can't bench with them. Nashim ve'avadim k'tanim ein mezamin aleihem, and they, women, Kanani slaves and k'tanim also do not count. Ad kama mezamin, how much do you have to eat before you have a zimun? So Gemara the Mishnah is machokas. Ad kazayis, that's the Tanakama, and Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad kabeitza, a little bit larger shear. Minani mili, how do you know that? There's this whole concept of benching, and three people who eat together should join together to bench. Amar Avasi, Damakra, Machlokas, and two different psukim. One of them is Gadlu Hashem Iti Unrov Bash Shemay Achdov. Right, praise Hashem with me. Gadlu is two, Iti is one. That's three. Rabbi Avo, Omer Mehacha. From really, it's from here. Kishem Hashem Akra Havu Gogdal Elokenu. Right, when I call out, so Havu, you plural two, give greatness to God. So that's three people. Amar Avchanim Bar Ava. Minayin Laone Amen Shelo Yagbia Kolo Yosar Mam Varech. How do you know that you shouldn't say Amen, you shouldn't scream Amen louder than the guy making the bracha? Shenemar Gadlul Hashem Iti in Roman Mashmah Yachtav, right? Let's praise Hashem's name together at the same decibel level. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Minayin She'in HaMaturgimon, HaMatargim, sorry, the same thing, Rashai Lagbia Kolo Yosar Menakore, right? Back in the day when they used to have a translator. So how do you know that he shouldn't raise his voice up greater, you know, more than the guy reading the Torah? Moshe would speak and Hashem would answer in voice. It's ain tam lomar bekol. You don't need to tell me that Hashem would answer in voice, right? What's bekol doing there? My tam lomar bekol. What does that mean? Come to teach me. Bekol shel Moshe, that Hashem would use the same decibel level as the voice of Moshe Rabbeinu. Tani nami hachi ain amatagim rishay lagvi akol yosher min hakore. Okay, fine. Same thing. We just learned that. Vim ef shar, and if it's impossible, lamatargim lag bi akolo kenegav yakore, for the translator to speak on the same wavelength as the guy reading, so then imoich akore kolo biikra, the reader should read a little quieter. Okay, itmar uset shneim she'achlu ka'achas. Let's say two people are benching. Right, we say that when you're three people, then you have to bench together, but let's say there are two people benching, eating together. So, pligi rav Rabbi Yochanan. So, machlokes rav Rabbi Yochanan. Chad amar imratzu lazamin mazamnin. V'chad amar im ratzu lezamen ein mezamen. Right? Do they have permission to bench? Yes or no? One says yes, one says no. If they want, right? It's definitely no chiyuv. But the question is, if they want, are they allowed to? Tanai, we learned in a Mishnah, let's bring some proofs. Gemara's going to bring a bunch of proofs, trying to prove one way or another. We learned in a Mishnah, our Mishnah, shlosha sha'achu ka'achas, three people eating together, chayav mezamen. So apparently, what do you see? Shlosha in shnayim lo. Apparently, two are not allowed to bench. So Gemara says, no, hasam chova. There, we're talking about the chiyuv. But hacha rishus, the question over here is the rishus. Are you allowed to bench if you have two people? Obviously, when I say bench, I mean du zimun. Right? Obviously, there's a chiyuv to bench. Right? I should really speak a little more clear. Right? Obviously, everybody's got to say berkas hamazon. The question is, if you're going to do rabbi sayin of areich, if you're going to have a zimun. Okay. Tashma. Shlosh shachol ka'achas chayoven lezamin. Three people who eat together must do a zimun. Vein reshayin lechalek, and you're not allowed to split it. They're not allowed to split apart. Meaning they are stuck together. They need to do that. They need to have a zimun. Shlosha in shnayim lo, but apparently you see that two people are allowed to spread apart. So Gemara says shani hasam de kavu lehu bechova meikara. Says no, that case is different, right? That there was a kvius, there was a permanence. They had a chiyuv when they started. Therefore, they're not allowed to break up. But that doesn't tell me anything about over here. Right, Rashi writes, "Be azel hu mifkas lechova." If one guy leaves, so then the whole chova gets messed up. And v'kamu bu rishus, and they end up with a rishus. But over here, you're talking about a scenario where we started with a rishus. So the question is, are you allowed to do the benching? But over there, you started with a chiyuv. It's a totally different scenario. Tashma with the name Braiso Hashamish Shaya Mashamish Ala Shnayim. The shamish, the servant that was serving two people, Hareza Ochelimohem, he's allowed to eat with them. Rashi writes, "In kan gaiva." There's no situation of gaiva that he can sit down and have a meal with these people. Because these people are happy for him to join with them, because they're going to end up getting to a level of chiyuv zimun. Like you imagine nowadays, unfortunately, ech naflu adoros. I don't think people are so receptive to that idea. But at least back in the day, two people who were eating by themselves were very happy to have a third person join them, even the waiter. Okay, afal bishal nasnu lo rishus. Even if they don't give him rishus, right, he's allowed to sit and assume that nicha, that they're happy with the situation. Hayam mishamish al shlosha, but if he's serving three people, so he's not allowed to sit with them. Elim kein nasnu lo rishus. That's unless they give him permission. So you see that that's different. Three and two happen to be different. So like, no, shani hasam, same answer. Danichalu the mikva mikva. Not sure. Lehu bechova. Right, that, over there, they're going to sit, and Rashi explains, Gadol Matuva Veosa, they're happy to take him on to reach a level of Chova. But that doesn't tell me anything about whether it is Rishus for two people to bench or not. Tashma, let's bring another proof. Nashim is Anos La'atzman, women can do benching by themselves, do Zimun by themselves. Vad Vadim and Eved Kanani, Mizanin La'atzman, if you have a bunch of them, they can do Zimun by themselves, right? Eved Kanani is Chayv and Mitzvah like a woman. Nashim b'avodim k'tanim im ratzu l'zamin ein l'zamin. But if you have a bunch of them, all of them mixed up together, right, a whole big bunch, so then they are not allowed to. The Gemara is going to explain mishum pritusa. Okay, v'hameya nashi and 100 women k'trei gavri damin are like two men with regards to benching. Okay, v'katani, and we learned in what did we say in the what we just quoted. Nashim izamnos la'atzman, ve'avadim izamnos la'atzman. We see that the women can do zimun by themselves. So maybe two people are able to bench on their own. Right? We said, if you tell me that 100 women are like two men in terms of benching, and you said and tell me that women can do zimun by themselves, so apparently you see that it is a rishus, it is possible for two men who are eating together to do zimun. So when I said, shani ha'asam ti'ikad deos, says, no. When you have a lot of women, 100 women, it's a little bit better. It's a little bit misspoken. It's a little bit better than two men. Why? In terms of benching. In terms of zimun. Why? Because they're deos. Rashi writes, afakav te lein chova in chayavos. They're right. They're not chayiv. But they're in rishus. Regarding the rishus, deos shlosha chashivi lahodos tve. Mishnei anashim. It's better to have three women than two men to give praise by Hashem. Because again, the psukim that we quoted earlier, that's for three. Right, Rashi writes, right? You have that concept of having a group of people praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the numbers game over there is significant. Ema Seifa, so the Gemara tries again. Ema Seifa, Nashim Bevadim, Matsu Lazamin, Ein Nizamnim. Well, if you tell me that Deos is the overriding factor over there, So what happens when we have a bunch of people sitting together? So am I low? Why can't they do Zimun? Vayikadeos, you have many, many people sitting there, and that should be So we don't do that because of priests. We don't want the women and the avadim k'tanim mingling and leading to some bad stuff. Okay. Tistayim der, now again, we had a machlokas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Which one of them says that it's appropriate and it's possible for two people to do zimun, and one says it's not. So the Gemara says Tistayim, it makes sense. The Rav de Amar Ratzu l'zamin im zamin. The Rav is the guy who says it's aser for them to do so. The Amar Rav Dimi Bar Yosef Amar Rav. Three people are eating together. One of them leaves to go to the market or do whatever. They can call out to him, and if he can hear him, they can do benching together. Right? That's what Rashi explains. They can call out and say that they want to bench. And he can turn from where he's standing and just answer, and that's enough. So apparently, what do you see? Taima de Korinlo. The only way, the reason this works is because they called out to him. Hello, Korinlo, but if there are only two people left there, so hello. Apparently that doesn't work. So you see that Rav is the one who says that it doesn't work, that you can't bench if you're only two people. So Gemara says, Shiny Hossam. No, it's different over there. Again, de Iklu Lehu Bechova Meikara, right? They started with a situation of Chova. So therefore, it's inappropriate for them to break it down less than three people. Rather, it makes more sense to say that Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says that you're not allowed to bench if you only have two people. You have two people that are eating together. One of them should be Yotze with his friend's bracha. We explained about this statement. What is he coming to teach us? Tanina, we learned already, Shama Velo Ana Yotza, we already learned about the concept of Shomea Ka'ona. So it can't be that Rabbi Yochanan is teaching me that one guy can be Yotzi with the other guy's Bracha, because we know that already, that's a Gemara in Sukkah. V'am Rabbi Zera, Lomar She'in Birkas Azimur B'neim. Right, so what is Rabbi Zera came to explain? What did Rabbi Yochanan mean? That one guy should be Yotzi with the other guy's Bracha, that they shouldn't do Zimun. So apparently you see that Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says that two people should not do Zimun, and in fact the Gemara says, Tistayim, that does make sense. Amalei Rava bar Rahuna l'Rav Huna, v'harabanan v'asu m'marava amrit, but the Rabbanan who came from Eretz Yisrael said, in ratzu l'zamnin mizamnin, if two people want to do Zimun, they can. My lav d'shmir l'hum Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan lived in Eretz Yisrael, so it seems that Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says that they should do Zimun. So the Gemara says, Lo, d'shmir l'hum m'rav, mikami d'nachis l'bavel. No, they must have heard it from Rav before he made Yerida and went to Bava. Guva, let's throw back to something we said earlier. Amarav, Dimi Bar Yosef Amarav, Shlosha Sha'achlu Ke'achas V'yotza Echad Me'en L'shuk. Three people are eating together, one of them goes out. Korin Lo Mezamin Allah, if they can call out to him and they can do Zimun with him standing where he is and answering, and that's fine. Amarabai Behu De Karule V'ani, as long as they call to him and he answers. Marzutra said, "V'lo amra nela b'shloshan." That's only by three. Avol ba'asara, but if you have 10 people, so ad nicely, then he has to come back. Then he has to come and actually sit with you. Maskava Ravashi. Ravashi says, "Wait a second, adarabba. That doesn't make any sense. The opposite is true. Ipcha mistavra. The opposite makes sense. Tisha nirin ka'asara. 9 people look like 10. Shnayim ain nirin k'shlosha, but 2 don't look like 3." How could you say, Ravashi is assuming that it's all about appearances. We're going to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it looks like a lot of people there, so that's great. So that's fine. 9, 10, you don't want people to get confused, but so they won't. But if you have 2 people sitting there versus 3 people sitting there, so that's obviously a big difference. V'ilchasa Kamar Zutra. The Gemara says, the halacha is like Mar Zutra. Right, and we see that the halacha is like Marzutra. My time, oh, why is that? Given the boylat kuei shing shemaim, batim yasara lav orech ara. And we see that it's not actually about appearances at all. The halacha is like Marzutra, that if they have 10 men, the guy has to come back, but by 3, the guy can answer from the shuk. Because it's not an Indian of appearances, it's an Indian of giving kavod to Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you're going to mention Shem Hashem, right, Nevarach Elokeinu, if you're going to mention Shem Hashem, so you need to have 10 people sitting there, otherwise it is inappropriate. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Nachtinan Shnaim we learned Shnaim Sha'achu Ka'achas, Mitzvah L'chalek. Two people are eating together, it's a mitzvah for them to set apart, to spread apart, not physically. But Rashi says, Lavarach Kol Echa Bifnei Atzmo, right, to say to your own bracha, Beva Motzi Ben Birkas Hamazon, regardless of what bracha they're making, right, before and after, they should make their own brachos. Tani Nami Hachi, we also learn the same halacha, Shnaim Sha'achu Ka'achas, Mitzvah L'chalek. So Bamed Dvar Mamurim, when is that? Kishishnayim Sofrim, when both of them are Sofrim, are able to write Svarim, they're Talmid Chachamim, they both know how to bench. Aval Echa Sofrim, Echa Bur, but if you have one Talmid Chacham and one guy who doesn't know how to bench, so then for sure Sofrim Mavarech Ubur Yotze. For sure the Sofer makes a bracha, and the Bur should be Yotze with his bracha. Amar Rava, Rava said, Hamnosa Misa Ana V'Ismara Mishmed Rabbi Zera Kavasi. I said this, and it was said in the name of Rabbi Zera, like me, Shlosha Sha'achlu Ke'achas, three people eat together, Echad Mafsik L'Shnayim, Ve'in Shnayim Mafsik L'Echad. If one guy wants to go, so then they don't have to stop. But if two guys want to go, then the third guy should stop and bench with them. Velo, and is that really true? That he shouldn't, two people should not wait for one person? Should not stop benching for one person if he wants to leave? Sorry, stop eating. Two people should not stop eating for one person if he wants to leave. V'hara papa afsigle la'aba mar bere ihu v'chad. Right? Apparently, you see that Rav Papa stopped for Abba, his son, and him and another person. So Gemara says, Shani Rav Papa did the Fnim Mishur Zadin Hudalva. No, so Rav Papa went above and beyond. Really, he and the other person were well within their rights to insist that they not bench, but since his son wanted to leave, he wanted to be mechabed him, so then he stopped. He stopped his meal. Yehuda bar Meremar, Umar bar Ravashi, Rav Acham Adifti, Krachi Rifte bar Adadi. Those three Rabbanim were eating bread together. Lo habu buchad, habu muflag mechavrei levruchiluhu. And one of them was, there was no singular Talmud Chacham who was greater or separate than his friends to lead the benching, to make the bracha. I mean, you're looking for a gadol, right? Again, is it Rashi who explains? Shagadol Mavarech, because we say later on, right? You, obviously, nowadays the minhag is a kohen or a rav or whatever. But same idea. Maybe that they were looking for a gadol between the three of them, and they couldn't really find, right? They couldn't come to a negotiation who was greater. So, haditan shlosha shachlu ka'achas chayavim zamein. So they thought that hani mili hecha de'ikadam gadol. That's only when there is someone who's great. Aval hecha de'chiyadadinu. But when they're everybody there is equal, so maybe chilik brachos adif. So maybe it's better for them to separate and for them each to say their own brachos. I saw somebody point out that again the psukim of gadlo Hashem itin ramashmayachav and kishem Hashem rakar avogadlo alakino. Those were both said by Moshe and by David. So maybe perhaps the Havimina was. Not sure what that is. I don't see in Rashi. But okay, anyway. But Lamaisa, maybe the Havimina was that only when you have an Eldam Gadol there you should do benching, but when you don't, then you shouldn't. But anyway, so what did they say? So they benched by themselves. So Baruch Inish L'Nafshe. So they actually did this. They all benched by themselves. Also the Kamelor Deram Maremar, then they went in front, they saw him, and they met Maremar, and Amar Lehu, he said to them, Yidei Baruch HaYitzasim, Yidei Zimun Lo Yitzasim. So great, you guys benched, but you were not Yotze, the whole concept of Zimun. And if you're going to say, maybe, well, let's go back and get it, so that doesn't work. In Zimun Lamafreya, you can't do Zimun after you bench. Zimun is only tied to benching. Alright. Let's say someone comes in and finds a bunch of people benching. Ma'u, what do you do? So, Ma'u Omar Achareim. What do you say after them? So, Rav Zvid Omar Baruch Mavorach, V'rapapa Omar Ona Amen. Rav Zvid says you should say Baruch Mavorach, Rav Papa says you should just say Amen, V'lo Pligi. And it's not a machlokas. Hadash Kechinu Duka Amri Nivarech. One man Damer says, that's after you came, after the guy says Rav Zayn Nivarech. Then you should say Baruch Mavorach. And Rav Papa, she did Ashkechinu Duka Amri Baruch. Damrei Baruch. Right, you already came afterwards. Baruch Shechal Mishol Tvor Chayinu. So, right, but you came at the end of the Zimun. So then you should say Amen. And the Gemara spells that out. Ashkechinu d'chamri nevarech, if you came, chanced upon them, if you came into the room when they were saying nevarech, so omer baruch umavarech, you should say baruch umavarech, ashkechinu d'chamri baruch, but if they already said, they're holding at the end of Zimun, baruch shecham v'shol t'vochayinu, so then, omer, amen. Okay, shkoi chervosi, very good, we'll go weiter in Shas tomorrow.